Oh, you're taking that apart, huh?
It's moving day at the Trumbull County Republican Party, which is decamping from the space it rented for the election on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warren. The chairs and tables, the Trump-Pence signs and banners, and the full-size cutout of Donald Trump are all going back to the party's smaller offices nearby. Trumbull County Republican Party Chair Randy Law looks around and gets nostalgic when thinking back on how his army of hundreds of volunteers delivered the county for a Republican candidate for president. For the first time since 1972.
We in Trumbull County knocked on over 55,000 doors. Most of our own people don't even know that. I did chuckle occasionally when I'd see there's no ground game in Ohio.
Trump won Trumbull County with a little over 51% of the vote, a dramatic flip from 2012, when President Obama won with more than 60% of the vote. Just south of Trumbull County in Mahoning County, the scene is different. The Mahoning County Democratic Party headquarters near downtown Youngstown is in a nondescript office building next to a bowling alley on a busy street dotted with strip malls, small bars, and fast food restaurants. There's absolutely no signage indicating Hillary Clinton's win here. The chair of the Mahoning County Democratic Party is back at work at his law office 6 miles away in Canfield. David Beatrice is dressed casually today in a T-shirt and sweatsuit, but his message is very serious. He says he tried to warn the National Party what was ahead, and no one was listening.
I detected this coming in the primary and waved my arms and was screaming at the train coming down the tracks, but I guess my voice wasn't loud enough.
Clinton won Mahoning County with 49% of the vote, beating Trump by 1 point. But President Obama defeated Mitt Romney by 28 points, with more than 63% of the vote. Law and Beatrice don't agree on much, but they do go along with the assessment of Paul Sarasik, the chair of the Youngstown State University Department of Politics and International Relations. He says he's told people this for years.
There is nothing that's seen more evil in this valley than NAFTA. That NAFTA is less popular than Osama bin Laden. And I think these people in this area were waiting for a candidate who would be their champion against free trade.
Beatrice says he thinks voters felt the National Democratic Party cared more about transgender rights and bathrooms than jobs. And Beatrice says he knew the Mahoning Valley would tip to Trump when Trump was blasting trade deals and Clinton was offering virtually no defense, which Beatrice says made Trump like dirty water to a parched population.
At least he was talking to them about jobs and about how the North American Free Trade Agreement sucked our jobs and how all of our jobs were going to Mexico. He was saying, I know you're thirsty and have this water. And oh, by the way, I'm a misogynist, I'm a homophobic, I'm a xenophobe, and I'm a racist. But that was secondary to them.
Law says Trump was the right messenger on the trade issue, so he wasn't surprised at Trump's wins in the Mahoning Valley either. But Law thinks this election has caused a permanent change for this longtime Democratic stronghold.
People vote their pocketbook and their family's pocketbook. The other issues are big, too. I mean, this is a very conservative area, if you will. Always has been, even though it's gone Democrat. And to see our union brothers and sisters come in here and be willing to say, we're going to take a look at the candidate this time, that's what we've been preaching.
Trump won union households in Ohio by 12% over Clinton, and he won those Ohio union households by a bigger margin than non-union households. But Beatrice strongly disagrees that the Mahoning Valley is conservative, saying that while Trump may have done well, local Democrats crushed Republican candidates. Sarasik, the political science professor, agrees with Beatrice that it'll be tough for a Republican to win a local or state house race in the Valley for the foreseeable future. But Sarasik thinks if trade is the issue and the parties come forward in 2020 with similar approaches, the next presidential contest could bring similar results. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.